Hi guys, I'm Ben and welcome to today's English podcast. And today's podcast is an Identify the Phrasal Verbs episode. So if you've never heard this type of podcast before, I'll explain how it works. I'm going to give you four sentences and each sentence will have a verb or a phrase maybe. And I would like you to try and change the verb for a phrasal verb, which means the same thing. So it's a synonym, basically. Some of them are easier than others. Like with all phrasal verbs, you know, there is a mixture. You've got your easy phrasal verbs like wake up and turn on the light, and you've got much more complicated, less used phrasal verbs. The important point here is not necessarily that you are able to find the correct phrasal verb, but that you understand the meaning of the phrasal verb, and possibly to have the ability to use it yourself in the future. So don't worry if you don't know them. I can tell you before we start that probably of the four, three of these phrasal verbs are quite difficult ones, one bit more basic. But let's see how you do anyway. So the first sentence, the man insisted he had been framed by the police. Here I'm looking for a phrasal verb which means framed. Now, if you're not sure what this means, to frame someone means to produce false evidence so that someone appears guilty. So I'll repeat the sentence. The man insisted he had been framed by the police. So do you know a phrasal verb which means framed? Number two. The British tennis player Andy Murray's greatest quality is his refusal to surrender. Here I'm looking for a phrasal verb, which means the same thing as surrender. I'll repeat the sentence. British tennis player Andy Murray's greatest quality is his refusal to surrender. Number three. When his girlfriend cheated on him, he got revenge by throwing all of her clothes out of the window. Here, I'm looking for a phrasal verb, which means the same thing as to get revenge on someone. So he got revenge on her by throwing all of her clothes out the window. So do you know a phrasal verb which means the same thing as to get revenge on someone? And number four, it was really hot in the room, so I had to remove my jacket. Here, I'm looking for a phrasal verb which means the same thing as remove. I'll repeat the sentence. It was really hot in the room, so I had to remove my jacket. Okay, that's it. Take a moment if you need to write those sentences down and try and find the phrasal verb, which means the same as the verb or expression in the sentence. Let's take a look at the answers. Number one. The man insisted he had been framed by the police. So a phrasal verb, which means the same thing as framed, is to set someone up. To set someone up. So the new sentence should be, the man insisted that he had been set up by the police. It's a passive phrasal verb here. He had been set up by the police. Number two. British tennis player Andy Murray's greatest quality is his refusal to surrender. Well, a phrasal verb which means the same thing as surrender is to give in. His refusal to give in. I will also accept give up because give in and give up are the same. They mean to surrender, to admit defeat. Number three, when his girlfriend cheated on him, he got revenge by throwing all of her clothes out of the window. So a phrasal verb to mean to get revenge on someone is to get back at someone. To get back at someone means to get revenge. So the sentence is, when his girlfriend cheated on him, he got back at her by throwing all of her clothes out the window. And the last one, number four. It was really hot in the room, so I had to remove my jacket. Maybe this one's a little bit easier. The verb or phrasal verb to replace remove is take off. So it was really hot in the room, so I had to take off my jacket. And that's it. So well done if you got more than one of those right. Very well done if you got two or more right. That would be very, very impressive because they are difficult. But hopefully now you understand them and you are ready to maybe not use them in your daily language, but at least to understand them if you hear them or read them. So that's all for today's Identify the Phrasal Verb podcast. I'll be doing more of these in the future. And if you want to do more of those exercises, then you can find lots of these if you go back to previous podcasts. I've done quite a few of these already. So thanks for listening. Remember, if you have any ideas for podcasts you'd like me to do in the future, then you can find all my contact details on my website, which is learnenglishwithben.com. Have a great day, and I'll see you next time for another podcast.